Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin on daf Nun Tes. We are in the sugyas of B'nai Noah, which started, if you remember, back on daf Nun Vav. Daf Nun Vav had the whole, all the makoros of the Sheva Mitzvahs. What are the Sheva Mitzvahs? We hold what we hold. There were other shitas there. Some include Sirus. Some include Kilayim. That was on daf Nun Vav. Then on daf Nun Zayin, we had a continuation of which ones is one Chayav Misa for or not, what is included in the Sheva Mitzvahs. Do you include abortions? That was on Shabbos' daf. Ubarin, and then we got into some psukim yesterday. What arayos are included? We saw from the Rambam yesterday, Lamaskana, the six arayos that are included in for Bnei Noach. Again, for Bnei Yisrael, there are a lot more, but there are six arayos. And then we got into the end of the daf yesterday, a couple of smaller statements. We spoke about Gerushin for Ben Noach, fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and the Chiddush Iran. Somebody after Shira pointed out to me that, you know, the Chiddush Iran, who says that Bnei Noach cannot get divorced, so there are some religions that believe, that do not believe in divorce. That's the basis for the Chiddush Iran, right? Others, you know, started their religion based on the fact that they want a divorce. Okay, that's how the things start. Anyway, but that was the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Chiddush Iran. Okay, and then we got into starting going back to right before the two dots. If somebody an Ovi Kochavim hits their friend, their Chayav Misa, hits a Jew, their Chayav Misa. Even a Jew, by the way, if somebody lists, so that's what the Reish Lakish adds. Reish Lakish says right now, two dots, let's start from there again. Amar Reish Lakish, Hamagbia Yadua Chaveiro, even without hitting one's friend, if I just raise my hand up against my friend, Afal Pi Shelo Hikau Nikra Rasha, even though I didn't hit them, I am still called a Rasha by just raising up my hand, as we said at the end of Shir. Shneamar v'yomar l'Rasha lama sakeh re'acha, as they said in Parsha Shmos, said to the Rasha, why are you going to hit, takin, future tense, re'acha, lama hakisa lo ne'amar, ela lama sakeh, afal pisha, hiko nikra Rasha. As we quoted the beautiful statement from the Magalias Hashas about Ashir standing for all of our faculties, Einayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, and Raglayim, and we have to be in control of those faculties. That makes us an Ashir. Ezeo Ashir Sameach Machelko. If we have control, if we're out of control, if we lift up our Yad against somebody, that means our hand is out of control, and that leaves us with the letters Reish, Shinayim, Rasha. Continues the Gemara. Ze'iri Am Rabbi Chanina Nikra Chote. You just got quoted. Nikra Chote. The not only is he called a Rasha, he's called a Chote. Shneamar. If I didn't take with chazaka, beginning of Shmuel Aleph by Eli and his sons, I didn't take it with chazaka. So you see, the children of Eli who took the karbanas, different shadim, exactly what their chait was for getting punished, but it calls it chata'a gedola ma'od. That's what it, even they used to take things by chazaka, right? Puna amar tikatzeitz yado. Somebody lifts up their hand deserves to be cut off. Shademar uzra ramat tishaver. Somebody lifts up their hand, tishaver, his hands will be cut off. Rav Huna cuts yada, and Rav Huna actually did a case of cuts yada, literally cut off somebody's hand. So do we take that literally? Do we take that literally? Now, about seven lines from the bottom. Katz yada, do we take that literally? So Pashto says yes. Rashi says, katz yada, sixth wide line in Rashi. Katz yada, me adam echad, shahaya ragil lahakos es chaveiro. Not somebody who did it once. Somebody who went around hitting people. So Rav Huna eventually said, I'm going to take the law into my own hand. V'kansu b'kach, and this was a knat, as we had earlier, daf mem vav, right? Makin v'onchin shalom adin. Bezin's allowed to take the law into their own hands if they feel the dor needs it, like we saw that one of the Amorim, you burned the Bas Kohen, even though it was after the time of the Dina Nefashas, but that's Rav Huna. So the Pashas is Rashi cuts Yada. If you look in other Rishonim, the Yad Ramah also quotes that he thinks it's literal. Vadai Kitzitza Mamish Knasa Ba'ama Avad Mishut Havi Ragil Ahu Gavra the Mimchei Inshi. This is a guy that went around wounding people. Rav Huna Haya Orchei LeMiknas LeMan Davi Ragil LeMevin. And he quotes other Gemaras where Rav Huna took the law into his own hand a number of times. He quotes Yesh Omrim that Katz Yada means, not literal, but what else could Katz Yada mean? Money. Just like in the Torah. Right, what does it say? Parshas Kisei say v'katzosas kapolo so chasidacha. It means money. It doesn't mean actual hand. But then the Yad Ramah says that wouldn't be mistaver, because then what's the pasuk of lama sakariach as building on that? The Bishlam Akra Mayri Bahai Lishna. El Gemara Lamalik Yai Lishna. Find a pasuk could talk in a euphemism, but in a metaphor. But why would the Gemara say that? Visu Hakra Tishaver Kamar. The pasuk quoted is Tishaver should be broken. Doesn't sound like you would pay money. That would be enough. So therefore, the Yad Ramah agrees with Rashi that it is literal. Continuing, Rabbi Lazar Amar Ein Lo Takana El Kfur. Rabbi Lazar says, no, it must be if somebody goes around hitting people. So then it means there's only one way for them to get kapara. Shneamar V'ish Zeroa Lo Haaretz. A man of a Zeroa, right, a strong arm, right, to him is the ground. And the only way you can get a kapara is with kfuras, if we sit there and wound our friends. Amar Eish Lakish. Eish Lakish says, once we quoted this pasuk for something, so then we'll quote it again for a different idea. Lo nitna karka ela labali zroos. Karka, in contrast to metaltalin, karka is only given to very strong people, bali zroos, people who have the inner fortitude to argue and to fight, because Rashi explains that when it comes to karka, there's so many arguments about karka, people steal, animals going on and off, it's mine, it's yours, got to be very strong inside to be able to handle it. So it's only for Bali Zeroa. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, V'ish Zeroa Lo Haaretz. Right, is Zeroa, the strong person, to him is fitting to own land. Amar Eish Lakish, Mai Dechsev, another pasuk, Oved Admaso Yisbalachem, somebody who works his land seriously, Yisbalachem, he will be satiated with bread. Imosa Adam Atzmo, Ke'eved L'Adam, if somebody really is an Evet, his Adama, he puts in the time, he kills himself for his ground, Yisbalachem, then he'll be satiated with bread. V'im Lavlo Yisbalachem, and if not, not. As the Meiri says, this is all a mashal to learning Torah. Lechem and Karka. Karka is if I work myself hard, Yisbalachem, I'll be satiated with bread. Bread is the Torah. Says the Meiri, La'olam yehe adam shoked al dalsei ha-Torah. A person should push himself. V'koveya atzma b'limuda. And set him, and be koveya himself. His set time should be in learning. V'al yitel atzmo lomar yagati u'matzati. Can't say that unless you didn't put in the time, it's not gonna work for you. Derech Tzachas, and he quotes our Gemara, V'hu adin b'lachma shel Torah. He doesn't quote it, but he could have quoted the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam who says that he calls nigle lechem and basar, and he calls Kabbalah yayin. He says a person has to fill themselves up with lechem and basar before he drinks the wine. So lechem, the mashal of lechem is for Torah. Okay, that continues and finishes up that drasha from yesterday. Okay, Amar Reish Lakish. Three lines from the bottom. Oved kochavim sheshavas chayiv misa. A non-Jew that keeps Shabbos is chayiv misa. Shneamar v'yom v'layla lo yishbosu. Day and night should not stop again. The Gemara darshins, even though that pasuk, the simple interpretation is pasuk after the mabul, that the seasons won't stop again. Hashem won't stop the regular course of nature in the seasons. Yom v'layla lo yishbosu. So we darshan, though, not only on the seasons, but also on people. On people. Yom v'layla, they shouldn't have shvisa. They shouldn't have shvisa on a Shabbos. They can't keep Shabbos. V'yomar mar, ashara shalohen, zuhi misasan. And their ashara is their misa, as the Gemara said earlier, that there is no double stage of hasra. Amar Avina, and Ravina even adds, afilu sheni b'Shabbos, even if it's not Shabbos, what we call Shabbos, even if it's Monday, if a non-Jew accepts upon himself to keep a day of Shabbos like we keep, not just a day they don't go to work, but he keep a day of Shvisa Mimalacha, so that is an Isser Daraisa, and Ischai Misa. V'lech Shvigabi Kazayin Mitzvahs, so why isn't one of the Shabbat Mitzvahs? Right, if it's Chayim Misa and it's also Daraisa, why isn't one of the Sheva Mitzvahs? Right, that they're not allowed to keep Shabbos. Ki kachashiv sheva al tase. Kum vaasei lo kachashiv. No, the only ones that they're included are sheva al tase, all these surim, don't kill and don't steal and don't do avodah zarah and don't eat every menachai. All of those sheva al tase, don't do these. Kum vaasei, the fact that they have to do malacha, so that's not included. Any assays are not included. Let's just finish for a second. Vadinin kumbasehu. Okay, there's one that doesn't fit though. Vakachashiv. What about dinim? Setting up a court system. They have to set up a court system. Isn't that an assay? Answers the Gemara. Kum assay vishe valtaseninhu. No, dinim are pros and cons. Right? It's shevaltase and kumbases. They tell people to do this and not do that and do this and not do that. So it includes shevaltase. That's why that is good enough. Sorry? The pasuk is lo yish, but what is shvi'a? Right, lo yishbosa. But if you look in the, what's demanded from them is to do something. It says, don't do shvi'a. That's a hard one. What does it mean, don't do shvi'a? You're right, kumbase and shevaltase don't always fit into ase and los ase. Right, sometimes you can have a kumbase, like shabbason. The pasuk of Shabbason of Shabbos. There's a mitzvah asay of Shabbason for Jews. So what does Shabbason mean? Don't. It's an asay not to do work. Sometimes you have a.
It says it in a positive way.
Right, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The Gemara is not interested in how the pasuk is written. Because Sheval Tase and Kumbase don't always mean asay and los asay. So that is the first of two that we're going to do right now. An akum that is chayiv misa. What is the svar for this? Okay, we have a pasuk, but is there a svara? So there is a Rambam, which we're going to mention again in 2 minutes, but I'll mention it now first. And that is the Rambam puts in the same halacha, in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Yud Halacha Tes, an Akum not being allowed to learn Torah, and an Akum not being allowed to keep Shabbos. The Gemara does not link them. The Rambam links them. He puts them in the same halacha. And then the Rambam gives a svara. What is the svara, says the Rambam? You're not allowed to learn Torah. He's not a goy shasak batorah chay misa, goy shashavas afilu bimbo bimosachol. Im aso usol atzmo kabo shabas chay misa. Why? Klol shol davar. Here goes the Rambam. Very important lashon. Ein manichin osan l'chadesh das v'lasos mitzvos la'atzman midaitan. We don't allow people to start their own religions. We don't allow that, says the Rambam. Ela oyeg, with a smack of Judaism, a little bit of Judaism in it. You're not allowed to. Ella, o ye gert tzedek v'yikabel kol mitzvahs. Either become a Jew, 6:13, o yamod b'saraso v'lo yosef lo yigro, or 7, which is really 30, like we said a couple of days ago. 7 categories. So the Rambam says you got a choice, right? 7/30 or 6:13, but you can't make up your own religion. And there, what would reflect if a dad doesn't wear shatnez? Is that going to be his own religion? That doesn't reflect his own religion. If a guy keeps kosher, that's not as defining as much. Even if a guy wears tefillin, it's not as defining as much. What's defining? Torah and Shabbos. Those are the two. Says the Rambam, V'im asak batorah o shavas o chidesh davar makin oso va'onshin oso umodiyin oso shuchayim misal ze aval eno nerag. But we don't put him to death, as we said a couple of days ago. The only ones that we put him to death are the Sheva mitzvahs, but not the ones outside of that. We said yesterday about the case of hitting. But that's the Rambam. What's the Svara? A guy can't keep Shabbos because it is starting, it is a reflection of starting a new religion. That is the Rambam. Kasha is then, how do the Avos keep Shabbos? The Gemara says, in Yuma, Avram Avinu kept Kala Tarakula before it was given. Had Avram Avinu do that? So this is one of the Rayas, a big discussion in the Achronim. What status did the Avos have? Were the Avos B'nai Noach? Were they B'nai Noach plus? Or were they pre-Am Yisrael? That is a big thing. The first Parashas Drachim, which is a sefer by the author of the Mishnah L'Melech, in the first piece there, that's where he quotes all the sources. What were Avram Avinu? Or Avram Avinu quotes a Ramban and Parashas Emor, which we discussed last year. But this is a big discussion. How did the Avos keep Shabbos? They weren't allowed to keep Shabbos. It must be they weren't B'nai Noach. Must be they were pre-Am Yisrael. They weren't full Am Yisrael yet, but they were pre-Am Yisrael. That's also a big shiloh. What about when the guy is in the process of a geirus? Right. So does he have until he becomes Jewish? Does he have to violate? Or he has to violate until he becomes Jewish? Right. But that's one of the maybe it's the next, maybe it's not including that case. That's the joke that they say over, right? Two people have been friends for 25 years, and finally one of them says to the other one, you know what, we've been chavrusas for 25 years, but I'm really not Jewish. you're not Jewish? What do you mean you're not Jewish? What do you mean you've sent your kids to Jewish schools, you do everything, and you keep Shabbos? I don't keep Shabbos. What do you mean keep Shabbos? Of course you keep Shabbos. I see you, you come to my house. He's like, no, I don't keep Shabbos. I carry. So he says, I carry outside. He's like, yeah, but there's an Erev. He's like, no, I don't hold to the Erev. So, no, that's goes back many years. This, but again, that's an important halacha. Goy Shavas is chayiv misa. I saw a fascinating tshuva last night for the Binyan Sion. I forgot it inside. But the Binyan Sion says, has a tshuva from Yaakov Ettlinger about a year and a half ago. 150 years ago. 150 years ago, where Yaakov Ettlinger says, the Aruch Laner, there was a case, however it came up, that a ger had mila on Friday, and then something happened, they couldn't get into the mikvah. So he had mila before Shabbos, but he didn't get to do tefillah till after Shabbos. Is he allowed to keep Shabbos yet? What is he? Is he a Jew, then he has to keep Shabbos. If he's a guy, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So what does he do? So the Chassam Sofer said possibly, oh, maybe he should wear tzitzis in a place without an Erev. Because for a Goy, he's not chayiv in tzitzis, it's a masa, so he's carrying on Shabbos. For a Jew, it's a mitzvah, so it's a beged, so it's not. So you come up with all these lumdas about what, to this case, mila below tefillah. Do you say, in the process, you're nothing, or you did everything already, but tefillah is a tznai? That's his tshuva. He thinks that the guy should keep, the person should keep Shabbos in that case. He says, no, he's a Jew already. How could you say that he already was nichnas lebris, and now he should violate another one of the brisos? So he says he already had a bris of mila, so he should violate the bris of Shabbos. So that was a very interesting, the Binyan Sion, in his tshuvas. Okay, let's continue. So that is a guy that keeps Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Obi Kochavim Sha'osik Batora Chayav Misa. An Akam that learns Torah, or I should translate it better, that involves himself in Torah. Osek Batorah, we'll get to that. Chayav Misa. Shine'emar, Pasuk says, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Mo Rasha. Lanu Mo Rasha V'lo Lahem. It is a heritage, a Mo Rasha for us, and not for them. Again, why isn't this one of the Sheva Mitzvahs? So the Gemara says, yeah, two possibilities. Maybe it is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Man d'amar mo rasha migzal kagazalei. According to the opinion here in our Gemara, if they learn, they're stealing. It's gazel, they're stealing our Torah. Mo rasha, it's a mo rasha for us. But elsewhere, there's another opinion. Man d'amar mo rasa, if you read mo rasha as mo rasa, we are married to the Torah, so to speak. Dino kenara marasa, dibiskila. So then it's included in Gilei Arayos. We're married to the Torah, so therefore, if they encroach on that relationship, then they are chayv. So either it's included in Gazel, or it's included in Gilei Arayos. Meisvei, let's do a little more first. Hayr Meir Omer Meir says, Minayin shafilu obi kochavim ba'osik batorah, shehuka kohen gadol. How do you know if even a non-Jew that learns Torah is like the kohen gadol? Shenemar asher yasa osam ha'adam v'chay bohem. Right, it says a person shall live with the Torah, v'chay bohem and live. Kohanim levim v'yisraelim lo nemar ela ha'adam. It says Adam, not kohen levim v'yisrael. Halamatza shafilu obi kochavim ba'osik batorah, hayyuka kohen gadol. See, it's wonderful for non-Jews to learn. What do you mean it's usher for them to learn? Answers the Gemara, Hasam b'sheva mitzvahs ditu. Learning about their sheva mitzvahs. Learning about the Noahide laws. Right? That's what they could do. But other than that, they are not allowed. Right? So this is a huge topic about teaching Torah, learning Torah to non-Jews. Again, the Gemara here is one of the sources. The other Gemara is Meseches Chagiga and Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says, Lo asa chein l'chol goy, u'mishpatim bal yudaum, and the Gemara darshins on that pasuk, Ein mosrin divrei Torah la'akum. That's the language of the Gemara there. Ein mosrin divrei Torah la'akum. So, again, it's the question, and the Gemara there says, if we teach Torah to non-Jews, we violate lifnei iver. So the question is, what is the svara for this halacha? So, what's the svar? So, either the Gemara gives two svars, Gazel, Arayos. The Rambam, we mentioned, gives a third svar. What did the Rambam just say? You're starting your own religion. There is a fourth, the Me'iri. The Me'iri says in our Gemara right here, that if a goy keeps Shabbos or learns Torah, Gzera, in the future, he might get mixed up. And he might come to be thought of as a Jew. Because what are the things? If Shomer Shabbos, if a goy is Shomer Shabbos, how do you define a Jew? Shomer Shabbos. So if a goy is Shomer Shabbos, it's very possible that eventually it's going to lead to problems of Jew, non-Jew. A very practical reason. Though in the Gemara it seems like this is a blanket Isser, both Chagiga and here, there are various kulas, both in terms of who you teach to, how you teach, and what you teach. All of those. Number one, in terms of what you teach. Some say, the Gemara already gives a limit. What part of Torah? Right? The Gemara says, the mitzvahs that are shayachas to them is no problem. You're allowed to teach them about the Sheva mitzvahs. Other mefarshim say that, and the Rambam quotes this, in terms of the Sheva mitzvahs. What about teaching the godless of Hashem and philosophy, and the nisim and the stories of the Torah? That also is something that might be fine heter. Rav David Tzvi Hoffman, not too long ago, in his tshuva, Malami Lahoel, he had a tshuva, a principal in Germany, wrote him a letter, and said, I don't understand it, I don't know what to do, because in my school, there were some non-Jews. They come to class, maybe their names, they're Jewish in name, maybe they have a Jewish father, so maybe they want a Jewish education, what do I do? They're sitting in the classroom, so I have to throw them out, might get me into trouble. So Rav David Tzvi Hoffman writes, you could talk to the father and explain, the kid's not Jewish, and dot, dot, dot. If it's not going to work, then if the focus isn't lumdus, but it's stories, it's elementary school, it's inspirations about God, so maybe that can be part of Avodah Zarah, maybe you can stretch that out. There might be certain parts of Torah that might be okay. Another example, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Karbanos, you could teach Goyim certain Hilchos Karbanos, because they're allowed to bring certain Karbanos. A Goyim is allowed to bring a Karbanoa. So the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, Mutter lahoros lahem ulalamdam heich yakrivu lashem hakel baruchu. So again, there are certain halachas that we might be able to teach them. The Netziv says in a tshuva, maybe only Torah Shabbat has a problem. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah in 70 languages. What do you write that for? What, the Jews were going to learn 70 languages? No, Shivim Lashon. It must be for the non-Jews. So you see, Torah Shabbat Chsav. So again, there are certain limitations in terms of what to teach. What about conquering? Right, the Dam Mashatashiv, right? If you have to try to conquer to prevent them from taking Jews away, so then you could definitely discuss it with them. A second, not only what to teach, but who to teach. As we said, there might be some exceptions. If a Jew is coming to convert, right, the whole process of teaching him, you're teaching Torah to non-Jews, so that's mutter if they've already shown that they are committed. Or the Meiri says, as he says in many, many places in Shas, maybe it only applies to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's what the Meiri says. We're writing many halachas. What does it say here? Ovid Kochavim. Does that mean Goy? Maybe it's Ovid Kochavim. So that's another limitation that might come up. And number three, a third area, it might be limited to specific ways and forums. Here it says Osek. Osek. So it says you're back of Emden. If it's not an Asek, you're just saying it. It's not an Asek. You're not giving Lumdis. You're not giving Tamim. Then it's okay. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Moshe said, I'll tell you where it is, in Yoredeya, Gimel. Is this the one I wanted to say? Gimel Ayin Zayin. Rav Moshe says, no, that's a different one. That is a tshuva of Rav Moshe about the topic. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva, what happens if at your Seder, which happens a lot, Rachman al-Islan, there are non-Jews sitting there. There's an intermarried couple, Rachman al-Islan, there's this, there's that. And just make sure not to give them Shvo Chamascha. But besides that, are you allowed to see B'Shias Mitzrayim? So again, Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says that you're not focusing on them. You're focusing on the Jews at the table. They happen to overhear. But that's not called teaching them and being moser them Torah. Beis Kuflamid Beis. There it is. Yoredeya. Beis Kuflamid Beis. So Rav Moshe there says, Yesh Makom Lahatir. Just don't focus on them. Okay, again, this is a big sugi though, which comes up in our Gemara. It's really a Shavuos topic that hopefully maybe one day we will do. Okay, Vayter. Tanur up, two dots. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Af Hadam Elachai. Back to what it said on Daf Nun Vav. We had the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, which we now have finished discussing, but we had the other Shitas. Dam, Kilayim, Sirus, all the extra ones. So Rabbi Chanina added on Dam Elachai. Tanur Rabbanan. Ach Basar Benafsho Damolo Sochelu, Ze Iber Menachai. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Af Hadam Elachai. Ma time at the Chanina ben Gamliel? Where does he get that from? Kari bei basar benafsho lo sochel, damo benafsho lo sochel. The pasuk says basar benafsho damo. So you darshan it as if it said two psukim: blood in the nefesh and aver in the nefesh. Two separate isurim. V'rabbanan, and the rabbanan, what do they say? Hahu l'mishrei shrazim mudasa. They don't darshan this because they say blood to a ben noach is mutter. What do they say? They darshan it to say that shratzim are mutter. Only basar, which has separate blood, is mutter. Shratzim, which Rashi explains from other Gemaras. A sheretz is considered, it doesn't have separate blood. It doesn't have separate blood in it. Right? Rashi's lashon is, right in the, right, it's for shratzim to allow shratzim to allow Avram Nachai from shratzim. It's not to teach me dam is aser. Kayosi b'davar ha-tomer. Similarly, we darshin about blood. Rak chazak levelti achol adam. Be strong, not to eat blood. Ki adamu anefesh. Don't eat blood. And the end of the pasuk is lo sochal anefesh im habasar. Right, that's also the pasuk that Rabbi Chanina uses. The Gra takes out the next line and a half. Let's go continue afterwards. V'rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do with that pasuk of dam? Hahu l'dam hakaza, shanashama tluyabo hu da'asa. That's used for dam hakaza, the blood that comes out. That's the life blood. That's what they'll be molded to that. That blood, it's not all blood is going to be usher. Like if somebody pricks their finger and blood comes out, that blood is not going to be usher to eat. But dam hakaza, that would be usher to for a Jew to eat. Okay, lamali next sugya. Lamali the mitzvah of b'nei Noach. Lamali the mishnah b'Sinai. Why do you have to? What did the iser have to be repeated after Har Sinai? Why do you have to repeat? Avram and Achai, Kedir Rabbi Yosi Rechanina. The Rabbi Yosi Rechanina, Kol Mitzvah Shnemra L'Bnei Noach, Vadishnes B'Sinai, L'Zel Zanemra. Any mitzvah that was said to B'Nei Noach, and then repeated again at Har Sinai, it must be that applies both to B'Nei Noach and to B'nei Yisrael. The Gemara will ask, doesn't the opposite make sense? But right now, this is what the Gemara assumes. Any mitzvah that was said to B'nei Noach and repeated at Har Sinai, it must be that it's said to both. You can look at the Svara, look at the first Y line in Rashi, all the way at the end. All the way at the end of the Y line in Rashi. Shema Mina, Yisrael sheyatsu likdusha amdu bi'isuran. Aval ovdei kochavim natzlan mehen. That's how the Gemara is understood. Once the Jews got it, it means now the Jews are a new status, but they took their mitzvah with them. But the Goy still has it too. So Avraham Nachai is repeated. If it's repeated, it means it still belongs to both. L'bnei Noach v'lo nlishes b'Sinai, but a mitzvah that was only said to B'nei Noach and was not repeated, li'yisrael nemar v'lo l'bnei Noach. Then it only applies to Jews and not to non-Jews. Even though it was only originally given to B'nei Noach, the Gemara is going to ask, doesn't the opposite seem to make sense? But this is what's going to hold up L'maskana. If it was only said to B'nei Noach and not repeated, it must be that it only applies to B'nei Yisrael. V'anu ein lanu ela, we only have one mitzvah that was not repeated. Ela gid hanashev yalibad Rabbi Yehuda. Only gid hanashev. Only get a nasha, eating the sciatic nerve from Pashas Vayishlach, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Look at Rashi. Rashi says here, in Purim Rashi, what Rabbi Yehuda? This is Rabbi Yehuda from a Mishnah in Meseches Chulin. The Gemara there says, on Daf Kuf Amebeis, does Gid HaNasha apply to kosher animals only, or even to non-kosher animals? If I eat the Gid HaNasha of a camel, how many averas do I get? Do I get one avera of eating treif, or do I get two averas also of eating the gidanasha of a camel? That's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says in Chulin, or the Tanakhama says first, noeg b'tahor v'ein noeg b'tameya. The Tanakhama says only kosher animals. Gidanasha of a non-kosher animal is just treif. That's it. Rabbi Yehuda omer af b'tameya. Rabbi Yehuda says no, even non-kosher animals, two averas you get. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll prove it to you that it applies to non-kosher animals. V'halo mi b'nei Yaakov ne'asar gid hanasha. What do you mean? The Shvatim couldn't eat gid hanasha. V'yadayin v'hema t'mei muteres. They were allowed to eat treif. They didn't have the concept of kashrus. So Rabbi Yehuda says, that proves it to you. Gid hanasha was asar, even by non-kosher animals. Even earlier. Amru lo, what do the Rabbanan say back to? How do you get out of that raya? The Rabbanan hold only applies by kosher animals. Famous line. Or we'll make it famous now. We've said it before. B'Sinai ne'emar ela shenechtav bimkomo. That's the language of the Mishnah. It was said in Sinai, but it was written in its place. What does that mean? Says Rashi, here and there. Let's read the Rashi here. Because Rashi says it here. What does Rashi say explaining that line? Look at the about the 10th wide line. For Rabbanan Pligi, V'amru B'sinei Namar V'lo V'hem Ela Shenechta B'mkomo. What does that mean? V'achar Matan Torah Kasvu Moshe B'makam Amaisa Al Ha'asid Leida Me'ezet Tam Nasa L'hem. Unbelievable. Says Rashi, that pasuk was an add-in by Moshe Rabbeinu. Really, when Moshe wrote the Torah, that pasuk, the Shvatim, ate Gid Hanasha. It wasn't usher for them. If you even read the Parsha of Vayishlach, it sounds like Rashi. It sounds like the narrator is talking. It goes through the whole story with Yaakov fighting the Malach, and then it says, Al-Kain lol yochlu b'nei Yisrael as Gid Hanasha. Sounds like the pasuk was stuck in there. If you just read the sense that you get from the psukim, that's what Rashi says. The Shvatim, Rabbi Yehuda, you're wrong. The Shvatim did eat the Gedanasha. They ate it. It only applies later. That's what the blind means. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So that's what the Gemara says here. Anu, we only have Gedanasha according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That was the one that was, that Moshe Rabbeinu put in. So it was written by Bnei Noach. But it only applies to Jews. The Rambam has a very different understanding of that Mishnah. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos there in Chulin says, no. The Shvatim did not eat Gid Hanasha. But the point of that line of Besina Nemar al-Shachlem Imkomo is a sugya that has come up before, and that is, says the Rambam, we don't learn halacha from what they did before Matan Torah. You're right! That's what they did, but that has nothing to do with our halacha. Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. What they did has no effect. Says the Rambam, why do we do Bris Milah b'zman hazeh? Not because Avram Avinu did it, but because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do Bris Milah. Why don't we eat Eiver Menachai? Not because Adam didn't eat Eiver Menachai, but because Moshe Rabbeinu told us not to eat Eiver Menachai. Says the Rambam, all the halachas. Why? The Rambam gives an example in Hilchas Avelos. The Shvatim in Parshas Vayechi. It says they sat Shiva for 7 days for their father. And then the Rambam says, you know what I hold? Avelus Daraisa is 1 day. 1 day? Yom HaKfur and Yom HaMisa. How can it be 1 day? The Shvatim sat Shiva. Says the Rambam, Nitna Torah v'nischat shalacha. Doesn't matter. What they did before Matan Torah has nothing to do with us. And that's the history of the mitzvah, but that's not the reason that it is obligatory upon us. Many, many examples of this, but the most important source for that sugya is the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos on that Mishnah in Chulin Daf Kuf, who argues with Rashi. But Rashi in Chulin, Rashi here says the same thing. It was a pasuk stuck in when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah. It wasn't that they didn't have the Torah beforehand. When Moshe gave the Torah, he wrote this mitzvah over there, even though the Shvatim did not keep this Avera. Okay, so that is the line of Rabbi Yehuda. So let's continue now. Amar Mar. So we're going to discuss this line that we just said. It seems to be just the opposite of what we would have thought. Any mitzvah that was repeated after Har Sinai to the Jews. So that applies to both. So, Adarabah, just the opposite. Shouldn't it be the opposite? If it was said again on Har Sinai, doesn't that show that it should only be to Jews and not to Bnei Noach? The Gemara says no. From the fact that Avodah Zarah was said at Har Sinai, right, as in the Aseres HaDibros, and we see that the Bnei Noach are mitzuvah and punished on Avodah Zarah, right, the Sheva Umos, then, Shramina, Lezelazam, and Emra. So you see from the Torah, Avodah Zarah was repeated, and it applies to Bnei Noach. So you see, that's the rule. And the opposite. If it was not repeated at Sinai, it only applies to Jews. Again, Adarava. If it wasn't repeated, maybe it only applies to Bnei Noach. So where it says that can't be. Leka midam, the Yisrael Shari, ulu Bnei Noach, Aser. There's nothing that it's mutter to a Jew and also to a guy. So that's why it can't, if it's also to Bnei Noach, it has to be also to Jews too. Velo, is that really true? Vahari Yifas Toar. We mentioned a few days ago. Yifas Toar. A Jew is allowed to take a Yifas Toar, and a non-Jew doesn't have that heter. Doesn't have that heter. So Gemara says, no, that's not a heter. Hasa Mishem Delav Nekibush Nenu. It's just that the Mitzius does not exist for them. The Mitzius of being Kovesh Eretz Yisrael does not exist for a non-Jew. So therefore, that halacha doesn't apply. It's just the mitzias doesn't apply. Pachas b'shera fruta. What about pachas b'shera fruta? It's usher by, right, we mentioned earlier, Daphne Zion, that it's usher for a guy, right, because a guy is machbit, it's not mochel, and it's mutter for a Jew. So again, that's not an inherent different in command, it's just a difference in mitzias. If they're b'nei mechila, so then it would be mutter. Right, all of a sudden, if a guy becomes a ger, and all of a sudden he becomes a b'nei mechila, the answer is maybe yeah. We say this, Gerim Rat Har Sinai, and the Midah of a Jew was implanted in them already then. Rachman and Baishan of a Gom Lechasad. Okay, Vaitim. Kobet, Zashnam, Rabbanay Noach, Kodesh, Vesino, Zelzan, Nambra, any mitzvah that was repeated really applies to both. Vahare Mila, Shenemra, Rabbanay Noach, Tichsiv, Yatas, Brisi, Tishmar, Mila was set to Bnei Noach, obviously, by Avram Avinu, Vinishdes, Vesinai, Ubayom, Ashmini, Yimol, and it was repeated at Har Sinai, this week's Parsha. So this was to both. If it said to both, so then what's the rule? What's the rule? If it's repeated at Har Sinai, it's repeated at Har Sinai. We said that it should apply to both. Shabbat Aploch. What do you mean? But enough, don't get bris mila. So Gemara answers, Ha'ula Mishri Shabbos Uta'asa Biyoma Filu B'Shabbos. Now that extra pasuk is repeated to teach me a specific halacha. That's why it's repeated to tell me Yom Hashmini even b'Shabbos. That's why the whole pasuk is extra, right? Who quotes this? This pasuk was made famous by the Taz. The Taz in Ilchas Rosh Hashanah, where the Taz asked the question of, right? The Taz asks, we know that there's a gzeira, you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Why don't we say, says the Taz, you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, period. Even when it falls out during the week, why? Because right, we know you can't blow a shemisak and klei shir, just like you can't play musical instrument on Shabbos, you can't play musical instrument on Yontif. So why don't you say that you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, period? So the Taz says the answer is the same answer as given to the other question. Why don't we say you can't do a bris mila on Shabbos because you might come to carry the knife? You might come to carry the knife. There's no such gzera. If a bris mila the eighth day falls out on Shabbos, you do a mila. Right? Why don't you say you might come to carry the knife? You might come to carry the baby. That's only in the Siddur Rabbanan. Chai no says asma. But you might come to carry the knife. Says the Taz, quoting earlier Achronim, Chazal do not have the authority to aser something that's explicitly mutter in the Torah. They can't just totally say it's aser. So if Rosh Hashanah, if they say you can't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, they're not knocking out the Torah because you'll blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday. If they say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, period, that's knocking out what it says in the Torah. So they can't do that. Chazal do not have the power to knock out what it says totally in the Torah. Laheter. So says the Taz, that's the same issue by Bris Mila. Because in the Torah it says, Ubayom Hashmini Yimol B'Zar Alaso, which is all totally extra, and it's as if it says in the Torah, Afilu B'Shabbos. So Chazal can't say you can't do Bris Mila when it falls down on Shabbos. Okay, in certain cases, if it's a Safek, if it's Shalom B'Zmana, but they don't have that authority, so that's what he says about this pasuk. Good. Weiter. Very period. Very Yishne Ember LeBnei Noach. Dichsiv Atem Puravu. Aye, what about Puravu? It was said to Bnei Noach, and it's just B'Sinai. And it was also said in Sinai. Leichem Or Lohem Shuvu Lohem Lo Leichem. Le Yisrael Nem Rav Lo LeBnei Noach. And Puravu. So if you're saying everything that's repeated should apply to everybody, so what about Puravu? It doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. Why not? So Gemara answers, Hahu Lechol Dover Shebeminyin Tzorach Minyin Achar Lahatira Hu Da'asa. Again, that pasuk of Shuvu Lachem is there for a specific purpose. It's to teach me that once Hashem asered Bnei Yisrael, the husbands and wives being together, he had to then allow it explicitly. This is the sugya at the beginning of Masechas Beitza on Daf Hey, that even though it was only for a certain time period, Hashem says separate for 3 days, still you have to have an explicit allowance afterwards. The heter doesn't leave, the iser does not leave Mamela. That's why Hashem had to say, go back to your wives. Go back to your wives. That's why he had to say that. Very important Tosfos on top. The top Tosfos discusses, is Puravu to Bnei Noach or not? And then he ends up saying that, look at the last line of Tosfos. Demisha mitzuva al piri verivya mitzuva shlo lahashchis zera. Tosfos has a link between the iser of hashchasa zera levatala and Puravu. That's Tosfos' link here. This is very quoted Tosfos in the sugyas of Hashchasa Zera Lagabe women. Is there an Isser of Hashchasa Zera Levatala for women? Right, so that is it's certain issues of fertility that come up. Is it only on the man? So is this a link? Tosfos here says it's linked. The Ramban in Maseches Nida says it's not linked. So it's still Isser for women. Even though the women do not have the mitzvah Puravu, they still are in the Isser of Hashchasas Zera, at least a little bit. The Rabbah's Lashon is Musharos Ksas. But again, this is a very important Tosfos to know, that there's a link between Hashchasas Zera Levatala and Puravu. That's this Tosas right here, Sanhedrin Nun Tes. Continuing. Ihachi, says the Gemara, Kol chad v'chad anami, name him Shemilsa Asni. Well, you're telling me everything, oh, the Purvu is repeated for this, and Shemila is repeated for this. So you can come up with any reason why something's repeated. So the whole rule will be thrown down the drain about everything that's repeated applies to both. So Gemara said, no, Hachi Kamar. Ashara meheder misne balamali. By the issue is whether the the warning, the Isser, would be repeated. If the Isser is repeated, so that's where the rule is, it would apply to Jew and non-Jew. Not just the detail of a halacha that would be repeated. If the Isser would be repeated. Period. Now, next. Vein lanu ela get an ashebo vad valibad Rabbi Yehuda. Hani nami lo isni. This is also, hani nami, these also, Mila and Purvu, are, right, hollow, they're also, it's not the only one. Right, Rabbi Yehuda saying the only get an usher is the only one. We just quoted others, that there are others that were repeated. So the Gemara says, no, ha isni mishum milsa ba'alma, hollow isni klal. We just explained, these others were repeated for a reason. You're right, it's as if they weren't repeated, but they were repeated for a reason. Get an usher is the only one that was not repeated at all. Ibayis ema, or Mila meikara la Avram who dekamazir leirachmana viata esbrisi sishmar atav azarech acharech ledarosam. Maybe earlier Mila wasn't even said to Bnei Noach. It was a specific din to Avram Avinu. Atav azarecha in ashachrina lo. That's another answer to get out of the Mila problem. Mila wasn't said to Bnei Noach and then repeated. It was only said to Avram Avinu. Says the Gemara one second. Alamiyata Bnei Yishmael lachayvu. If it's said to Avram and his children, so what about Bnei Yishmael? They should be chayv in Mila. So the Gemara says, "Ki bi Yitzchak yikare l'chazara, but only in Yitzchak, right? Not Yishmael. B'nei Esav l'chayvu. So what about Esav? He's a child of Yitzchak. Bi Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak, only part of Yitzchak, and that's why only B'nei Yisrael. Ma'askal Rav Oshia elameata b'nei Keturah lo l'chayvu. So the B'nei Keturah, right? The other children of Yaakov, assuming Keturah was Hagar, but either way, the other, of Avraham, shouldn't be mechuyav, and we know that they are B'nei Keturah." Amar Rav Yosi bar Avinu Vitamer Rav Yosi bar Chanina Esbrisi Hefar LeRabos Bnei Keturah. No special din that Bnei Keturah are included. Who are the Bnei Keturah that are included? So Rashi says very limited. LeRabos Bnei Keturah, just those six children. Period. Not further down. That's what Rashi says. Osam Shishalav Adam Velo Zaram. But if you look in the Rambam. The Rambam says that Bnei Keturah are included for generations. Perek Yud Halacha Ches, says the Rambam. Amru Chachamim, She Bnei Keturah, Sheheim Zaru Shal Avraham, She Ba'u Achar Yishmael V'Yitzchak, Chayavin B'mila. So the Rambam says. But then he continues, V'hoil V'nis Arvu Hayom Bnei Yishmael B'Bnei Keturah. Since nowadays they're all mixed up, Yischaivu Hakol. Bemila b'shmini. Doesn't say 13. Right, it's bemila b'shmini. V'einei ragan aleha. Says the Rambam, because they're all mixed in, b'nei Yishmael and b'nei Keturah, so they're all chayiv. Slavik daraisa. When it comes to b'nei Keturah. That is the Rambam Shita. Again, the other religions have a custom of doing it at age 13. They do it at 13, because that's when Yishmael did it. But if you meet anybody who does it at age Day 8, so that's based on this Rambam. The Shaila is, the Nodabi Yehuda asks, a Shaila on this Rambam, another acronym. It's a Safik Daraisa L'chumra, why don't you have a Rov L'Hakel? Rov of the world! Why do you have a Rov L'Hakel? Right, Rubel the Rov, right, and then they don't need it. So the Nodabi Yehuda has a very important klal. In Tinyana Evena Ezer, the principle of Rov, where's the source for Rov? What do you learn Rov from? So one is Sanhedrin. Right after Avon Lahatos, you learn it from Sanhedrin, and the Gemara in Chulin has other sources of Rov, called the Parish Meruva Parish. All the sources are by Bnei Yisrael. The concept of Rov does not apply to Bnei Noach, and therefore they can't rely on that Rov. Ma Degolil on Kradas Lina Basaruba Hainu BeYisrael, Aval Gabi Bnei Noach Lo Yadinan Dinelach Acharuba Umemela Chayshinan Lechumra Lemiut Dishchiach. That's what he says. And therefore he says, and that's what he says, Mila, he continues. That is the Rambam, that Bnei Keturah are chayiv. Bnei Keturah are chayiv. What are they chayiv in? Maybe only in Mila and not in Priya. maybe not every detail of Mila de Chayavin, because Tosfos and Yevamos says that Priya was Halacha Moshe Misinai, so they didn't get that. So maybe only Priya, Mila, not Priya, but that is a big issue. The Nimichas Chinuch talks all about B'nai Keturah in the second mitzvah, mitzvah base.
Yeah. The Rambam expands it to B'nai Shmuel and B'nai Keturah?
He says because they're now they're mixed in, so they all need. Or the Me'ikra didn't only B'nai Keturah need. B'nai Yishmael would be excluded. They would not need. But because now the two nations are mixed in, that's why they all need. Savik Daraisa. That's the Rambam Shita. Doesn't say that we have to go and be Malvin. Okay. I'm Rav Yudim Rav. Two more minutes. Rav says, La Adam Arishon, La Hutel Basal Achila. Adam Arishon would not let eat meat, as we said a couple of days ago from the Abu Draham. I did not mention the Tosfos earlier. The Tosfos earlier on, maybe this was Shabbos. No, it was, I didn't get the mention. Anun Vavim Abeis. There's a little Tosfos there that says over there, it says, Adam got Avram and Achai. Tosfos says, what do you mean? Doesn't our Gemara say that Adam was not eating meat at all? So Tosfos there says maybe there was a difference between meat that died by itself and animals that were killed by Adam. Tosfos in Dibur Maskel, Achol Tochal, Anun Vavim Abeis. Tosfos says, maybe only he wasn't allowed to kill and eat. But meat that died by itself, he would be allowed to. That's how Tosfos there puts that Gemara with this Gemara right here. Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat meat. At least for sure that he killed. Right? Chayas aretz are not allowed to be eaten by you. But after the Mabul, they were allowed to even kill. What about Avram and Achai? You might think that becomes mutter. Tamalomar ach basar b'nafsho demo lo sochelu. Yachalaf l'shratzim. You might think even shratzim. Tamalomar ach. No, that's mutter. Umay Talmuda. Amrafuna. How do you get shratzim from ach? What do you learn it from? Damo. Misha damo chaluk mi b'saro. Yatsu shratzim she'ein damam chaluk mi b'saran. It's only including something that has dam separate from its essence. It's something in its body. It's not considered the body. Meisvei uredu b'degas hayam, but didn't say to Adam that you shall have dominion over the fish. My lav la'achila, doesn't that mean that you should eat the fish? Lo l'malacha, no, it must mean for malacha. V'dag mei malacha ninu, you can use fish to work. In yes, kid rechava, debay rechava. Rechava has the fascinating case. Hineg be'iza v'shibuta mai. He asked the shayla, is there kilai behema, cross working an animal by a fish and a goat? If you tie up a rope to a fish next to the water and a goat and you walk on the boardwalk and you push a wagon, is that an Isser? Are they included in the Isser? But you see, it's possible. See, it's possible, whatever the case might mean. By the way, the Sharm Seder Balacha says, the Gemara says, you need something with basar, right? Basar. And then it quotes fish. Are fish meat? Do fish have the status of meat in terms of, let's say, Simchas Yontif? Ain't Simcha al babasar. What about milchiks? Could I have a milchik meal? Is that enough? In simchal b'basar v'yayin, big sugya. What about chicken? What about meat? Right. So that's one of the rayas they bring that fish is meat is from right here. Tashmat, two more lines. Uba ova shemayim, ma'alav lachila. Same thing with oaf. Does that mean to eat? And therefore, that's a raya that you'll eat birds. Lo la malacha. The oaf is made malacha. Nenu are birds made malacha. Yes. In k'deboi rabba barafuna. K'deboi rabba barafuna dosh ba'avazim v'tanagolin. If you thresh with avazin and tanagolin, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, my, is there an isser of muzzling your birds if they are threshing? Tashma, one more. Uvachal chaya haramesas ala aretz. It says that every chaya that is creepy crawly, doesn't that mean that you'll eat them? Hahulasuya nachash udasa, that's only work of a nachash. The tanya, because the brisa says that the nachash used to be our best servant. Reb Shimon Nasya Omer, Chaval al Shamash Gadol She'avim in Olam. Woe to us for the great servant that was lost. She'omali Neskala Nachash, with the Nachash hadn't been cursed. Kolechad v'yichachan v'yisrael ha'im izdana lo she'nachashim tovim. Every person in the world would have two, every Jew would have two snakes. Echad Meshagol Letzav, one Echad Meshagol Ledarom. One will send north, one will send south. V'havilo sand la bonim tovim v'avanim tovim magalios. He'll bring him back wonderful, beautiful things to and pearls, he would have been great when he had his legs. Velo od, and not only that, says the Maharal, not only would he do the important jobs, but he'll even do the lowly jobs. El mafshilin ritzua tachas navo. He'll put this ritzua, this strap, under his tail. Umotzi ba'afer leginas l'chavaso. He'll help bring dirt in and out of your yard. He'll really be a great servant. But woe is to us that we lost him. But you see from there that the Nachash does avodah, and that's what the pasuk's referring to. Okay, we'll have to stop here before Meisvei. Tomorrow, Rabbi Hashem, we'll get to Gan Eden and the Nachash serving meat and wine to Adam in Gan Eden. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.